You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. Ma Shane Wynn is El Cerrito's first poet laureate, and it's a job she's more than ready for. She's been writing and teaching and organizing cultural events in the Bay Area for more than 25 years. She came into KALW studios and spoke with Jen Chien about her literary life and her newest collection of poems called Invisible Gifts.
Let's start with a reading of one of your poems, and if you could say just a little bit about it before you start.
Sure. This poem is also the title of my upcoming book, Invisible Gifts. And, well, a couple of years ago, my partner Tom and I were house-sitting for my sister's family in El Cerrito, and we were taking care of their beloved aged dog, and this poem is in memory of him. Invisible gifts. Choose the dog collar, feathers dangling from the bell. Mix beef bones and lemon peels. Watch fat curl into fire. Pick up cactus bloom, blow out pink flame. A box of ashes arrives at the door, one paw print, one leather collar. Missed repetitions. Round tin tags clinking against each other at 5 a.m. Dog dance, leaping up towards invisible gifts. Stroke his head on the hospital table. Watch technician sink needle behind black paw. One eye slowly rotating, partial eclipse. Blue shadow passing over pupil. The technician looks up. Faint whistle in the waiting room.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to say, first of all, it's a very moving poem for me. It's very beautiful. I lost a dog myself not that long ago.
I'm sorry.
So it's really lovely to hear that.
Thanks.
I did want to ask you, you did send over a few poems that you could read at today's interview. And they're all beautiful and all shot through somehow with a sense of loss, whether that's overt or more subtle. And I'm wondering if that was a conscious choice for you in terms of what you're working on right now or the things that you decided to send over.
I would say in particular the last 5 years of my life, I've, you know, had the loss of a sister as well as my father and Pepper, our family dog. And so I guess it is a theme, you know, not that the book is entirely about death per se, but I would say that the idea of endings and beginnings is kind of a thread through the book.
It's a rich subject for writing, for sure. Tell me about how you first came to poetry. Was it as a young person?
I think it might have been in fifth grade because
here in the Bay Area?
No, actually, it was back east. In Massachusetts. Uh-huh. At the end of the school year, the teacher I had written a little poem and said, "One day you're going to be a poet," or something like that. I can't remember exactly what she wrote, and I remember that it had made such an impression on me. Anyways,
it resonated. I will be a poet.
Yeah.
I'm curious how your family then reacted to your choice. You are the daughter of Burmese immigrants, both doctors,
yes.
If I understand correctly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that it took a long time, especially for my father, because he really had his hopes set on at least one of his children, five children, becoming a doctor, and none of us did. but I think he was concerned that I wasn't going to be able to make a living. So then he thought, well, then you should become a nurse. or you should, you know, go into business. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to do any of those things. So I kind of went behind his back and just started taking all these, you know, Italian cinema and you know, experimental poetry. And I really got into punk rock and Los Angeles and, you know, joined a band, started a band with my friends and kind of did all the things that my dad probably didn't expect for me. But years later, you know, many years later, I think in his own way, he was proud of me for writing and my mom too.
Was there something about California that unlocked that for you?
You know, no one's ever asked me that before. And that's such an interesting question because I remember I just always had this fantasy about moving to the Bay Area eventually because of, you know, its literary history. And I would, you know, come to the Bay Area often and visit and go to City Lights Books mm-hmm. and read Poetry Flash. And finally, I was talking to a friend. We were on a trip, and I brought up San Francisco again. And he said, "Ma, you've talked about moving to the Bay Area one too many times. Time for you to move." So
just go already.
So, yeah, exactly. So I've been here since the 90s.
And what kinds of things have you seen change since the 90s as a poet and as an artist?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I feel like I've seen the city change so much as far as like all the things that we know about, you know, artists leaving, artists, musicians, writers leaving. Just this week, two people I know in the literary community, you know, announced on Facebook that they were leaving because they couldn't afford to live here. So, I mean, of course, it's heartbreaking that it has become so expensive to live here. And so I worry, you know, how it's going to affect the arts. But then, you know, things give me hope, you know. Small little galleries will open up. And, you know, there's still, you know, plenty of poetry events and music events going on almost every night of the week. So that gives me hope.